Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
We have found another beautiful setting.
We're at the Pearl Island, I believe, today. Yeah,
Port of Arabia.
Is that where we are?
Port of Arabia,
it's lovely. Yeah. A lovely setting.
Yeah, so do I. There's a few little kids who were playing in the background, so if you can hear screaming and stuff like that.
It's a lot easier to set up than back home.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
We have to get the method statements, risk assessments, health and safety policies. We just come in and ask Frank inside. He's like, "Yeah, no worries, lads. Set up. Have a coffee.
Fist pump did the job. Yeah.
Sit yourself down, have a coffee. I'll bring you a cake.
Five coffees, five waters, three cakes, and you can fucking record anywhere. Jobs are good.
Overall assessment so far of your experience in Qatar? Enjoyed it?
Yes.
Brilliant.
It's starting to piss me off a little bit, you know, like the bad press that they're reporting.
Take no notice of that.
Some would say agendas, maybe.
Yeah, it's like everything's been brilliant, hasn't it?
The locals have been very welcoming.
Yeah.
Obviously, the mixture of fans, everybody's been brilliant. Not seen any trouble, no problems.
But the trouble is in flipping Tenerife.
Oh my God, have you seen that?
There was a video of a Welsh fan having a scrap with a Mexican. We saw, didn't we?
Yeah.
Only videos, we didn't see it live.
No.
We didn't see live action, but apparently he just got a slap on the wrist and sent on his way.
Yeah. So we haven't seen anybody getting lashed?
Like no. Stoned?
Yeah,
no stonings, no lashings.
We've not even seen anybody get arrested, have we?
No.
I don't know if that's a little bit because the people are like, when we half need to behave, you know, more than normal,
yeah,
or
yeah.
What?
So they're being...
And it's strange because we met one of Brownie's mates out here. He's been out here for how long?
9 years.
9 years, and he's a project manager for the construction. And he was saying what he knows of one person that's died in the construction.
Yeah, building
German
the stadiums.
Guy.
And there was like a figure of 6,000 people died, apparently. In the media back home, the building the stadiums and all that. And
I don't know where
the
numbers come from. There might be some truth in it.
He knows one person.
But he's been.
And the health and safety was really bad. He
was a German guy, wasn't he?
German, yeah. But 6,000.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about politics, are we, lads?
No, we're just speaking about
boots on the ground experience. It's been good.
Yeah,
really enjoyed it.
The shuttles after games, although busy, very efficient.
Yeah. Yeah, free transport everywhere. So yeah, it's been an enjoyable experience.
Because that one last night was the furthest away, wasn't it, for us?
Yeah.
So I think I saw some people complaining they had to walk a mile, a 45-minute walk to get the bus to then get the metro. But there was, how many people were there? 60,000.
Yeah.
It was all well organised, wasn't it?
Do you know, like the barriers where people have got to walk, even when it's empty, you've still got to walk every barrier. You know what I mean? Just open the gate big and here.
Slalom.
Dave got done last night. He got a bollocking. Because, again, what you've just said, it was empty. And he's tried to, like, sneak through one side and the fellas come running after him, sent him back.
Fuck. The guy come out, Qatari police, he went, "Fuck's sake, Dave."
That's been our motto on this trip, hasn't it? After the flight debacle, it's just been... Any little thing that's gone wrong, it's just been like, "Fuck's sake,
fuck Dave."
We found the Red Lion.
Yeah.
We found an Irish bar. We had a drink in the fan zone last night.
So we turned up thinking it's going to be a dry trip. And yeah. It's been a bit of a stag do, really, hasn't it? When was it? Wednesday?
Yeah.
We
had a big one Wednesday. Thursday, sorry. And then the game Friday.
Yeah, so, music going in bar. No alcohol in the stadiums, but everywhere else, you can get a drink, no problem.
If you want a drink, you can
go in an hotel, go in the fan zones.
That was good, the fan zone.
Yeah.
Very good. Glad we found
that.
The
only problem is, my issue, with them banning it in the grounds, the hangover starts kicking in by half-time, doesn't it? You need to give yourself a couple of hours, get to ground, get inside. So last night we had, what, eight pints? And then stopped by half time. We've not had a supple for 2 hours.
But that was maybe a little bit to do with England's performance as well.
Yeah. Like the Iran game was the same, wasn't it? But because the match was good.
It was all right. We kept us up.
Yeah, kept us going.
Yeah.
But I think I think the atmosphere in general, second half, being a bit flat.
Yeah.
So there's not just us feeling the pinch.
In the draft.
The pinch. But no, we're going to talk about the game last night.
Yeah, if you want to. Would you like to talk about it?
Yeah, it was flat, weren't it? Lacking creation. I mean, John Stones obviously plays at Man City, doesn't he? And I watch him quite closely. And when he's got the ball, he's actually putting his arms out, wanting somebody to move to get the ball. Because at City, he's used to them all, like being red arrows, isn't
he? Oh, bobbing
around. Didn't he miss Phillips? Didn't they miss Phillips in there just to get on the ball? Or
some of them look knackered to me. Mason Mount had his hands on his knees. Look fucked.
He's getting a bit of stick, Gareth, isn't
he? Booing, weren't they?
Booing at the end, aren't
they? I couldn't work out whether we're England fans booing or Americans or what.
Well, the Americans are not, are they?
It were ringing.
It's no different to when they drew with Scotland in the Euros, is it?
Yeah.
I think he got stick after that game.
Yeah.
And look where they ended up.
Yeah.
Look at some of the results from the other teams.
Yeah.
Argentina and that.
Yeah, they got booed.
Yeah.
I think England are best just going 1-0 down. Just give them a goal for start off and then they'll go for it. Because they've got the talent.
Well, I was impressed with them though as well.
Yeah, they were much better than what I thought they were going to be.
No mugs, are they?
No. Athletic, I would say, is the key word. Athletic.
Yeah. We were in the fan park last night because there's a big expat thing around where this fan park was. And a lad came over. He said, I live out with you and my family. And his wife's ended up coming over with his little girl. And she was saying, he listens to you every single morning. He has you lads on. We did your quizzes in lockdown. And he went, he's that much of a super fan. When you were speaking about struggling for accommodation, he pulled us to one side and said, could we house them for 10 days? And she said, that's where I had to draw the line. Lovely family.
Can you imagine having us for 10 days?
I mean, 10 days as well.
Our room.
Him coming out to the bathroom, bollock naked.
Oh, sorry, love. But
Janice.
I'll have a cup of coffee, love, for you, please.
I saw a tweet. Somebody said that if I'm Phil Foden, I'd be curling a shit out on Gareth Southgate's desk this morning.
I
wonder if he's carrying something, because he didn't play at City, did he? The last couple of weeks before the World Cup.
He's got to be one of the best players in the squad.
And
creativity.
You look at the Euros, people were saying that he doesn't fancy Grealish. He always said Southgate doesn't really fancy him. He's not his cup of tea, but he put him on ahead of Foden.
Yeah.
And you think Foden started.
Do you think he's too apprehensive though? Like, he put Henderson on and it were almost like, right, I'm putting Grealish on, but I'm going to put Henderson on with him to just be a bit safe. Yeah.
I'll put a flair player on, but I'm also going to put a ratter on.
I mean, he did well, Henderson, when he come on, I thought.
It was just a strange one. Put a line through it, I think.
Yeah.
Put a line through the full game, move on.
Give Wales
top
a spanking.
Spank the Welsh. Job done. Yeah.
Qatar are home now. They've gone out today.
Good riddance.
Harry don't look sharp, though, does he?
Nah,
I don't
he's
think
carrying something as well, though, isn't he?
His arm's crankle.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Hey, we're all fucking England managers sat here, aren't we? On a marina, like shit. But do you think it's a case of having too many good players?
Nah, surely. I think it was just one of them games.
Who would you put in and who would you lose for the Wales game?
I'd put Foden in.
Yeah.
I'd put Foden and Grealish in for Mount and Sterling.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't look right. Well, he didn't look right last night, but he's not the only one.
Nah. But I'm also, I'm also thinking it might be a bit controversial. I'm putting Callum Wilson in as well.
Instead of Kane?
Instead of Harry.
What, just to rest him? Or?
Well, a little bit of both. I'm putting Wilson in as well.
Thing is, Conte came out and said Kane was fucked before the World Cup.
Yeah. He doesn't look sharp, does he? You go two up top. Four, fucking three.
I don't even think it's the formation.
Nah.
I don't think the formation's a problem.
Well, we got some inside knowledge from the Yanks, didn't we? Because the goalkeeping coach has been messaging. And he said as soon as they knew what they needed to do, they changed the formation.
They went to 4-3-3 or something, didn't they, after 20 minutes?
Oh, the Americans did.
He said they were struggling, first 20, they changed the formation. Gareth never changed anything.
I would say they got on the team coach after that game and felt a little bit aggrieved that they'd not took all three.
I bet there was still some whooping going on, though.
Pleased with the point.
Some hollowing
Hell yeah!
Just got to fucking get through the group, haven't we? Get through the group.
Want to win the group. Because we can play somebody decent, good, can't we, if we finish second.
It's mad in the mix, you know. It absolutely spanked Iran. And then Wales getting a draw with USA. Then us struggling with USA. And then Iran...
Beating Wales.
It's anybody's.
International football, Chris.
Yeah.
Tournament football.
Mm. Yes, it's a lottery.
That's tournament football for you, innit?
New T-shirt, by the way.
No.
I've just clocked that.
I've had it on for 3 days, right?
Phil.
What is it?
A Japanese...
Mario Toro.
Hey, put that on, because we've got the Japan game tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's it, we've got Japan tomorrow.
Today. If it comes out today.
If you want to go that way.
We're watching Japan anyway, aren't we? Japan against...
Costa Rica.
So
who's our team?
We're all Japan, aren't we?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I like a bit of sushi. I'm not so keen on... Well, I've never had any Costa Rican quiz.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So stripping it back, since his last podcast, what have we done?
The hotel's all right, innit? Two double bedrooms.
Yeah. And a sofa bed.
I mean, yeah, living quarters.
We're on top of each other, aren't we?
Yeah, it's tight.
I like my space.
We've dropped on because there's a Doubletree Hilton with a lovely rooftop terrace about 500 yards.
We're on first name terms.
We've familiarised ourselves with every single member of staff.
If that manager found out we weren't staying in that hotel,
he'd be shocked, wouldn't he?
She'd be furious.
Morning, Chris. Morning, Chris.
So they're not having breakfast at our gaff. They're choosing to go to the Doubletree Hilton for their breakfast and just sneak past the woman on reception.
We don't have to sneak.
We don't have to.
We just morning.
Oh, they heard it.
Morning. They've seen our faces that much, they don't even ask what room number. They're just like, welcome, Chris.
See, have a good day, Chris.
I'm too honest, I can't do it,
mate. We've got best table in the house.
I can't do it. I'd rather just have breakfast at ours. I keep missing
the breakfast at ours isn't bad.
Oh, no.
It's all right, nice. But the Doubletree's better.
But because ours has got a pool, hasn't it? But the way they've done it, it gets about
it's
10 minutes of sunlight.
Yeah.
A day.
It's in the invert of a V.
So we just get on the rooftop at the Doubletree.
Between work.
Oh, aye. We get a couple of hours a day, don't we?
Yeah, between work. It's lovely up there.
And smoked salmon omelettes are lovely at Doubletree.
Smoked salmon, continental.
Oh.
So we're basically using two different hotels, aren't we?
As two different gyms as well.
Yeah.
We use the Doubletree gym, which I also recommend.
Yeah, for anybody slightly better facilities.
We went to Fans Park, didn't we, the other day?
Yeah.
The Fans Festival.
Fans Festival. We went there thinking that all the other festivals weren't serving ale.
Yeah.
So we thought that was going to be the standard.
Yeah, it was Budweiser Zero at the Fans Festival.
And it was a good atmosphere, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was good. In the afternoon, it were all right. We went back at night and it were decent.
There were a concert on, weren't there?
It was at Kizzy.
Kizzy. But you're Kizzy Daniels.
You're just thinking,
I've got him on Spotify now.
You're just thinking, like, you know, few drinks, this could be incredible.
Yeah. Fans Festival before England games, though, the fan zone there, that were...
Brilliant.
That were bouncing. Everybody were on tables, music going.
And that's Americans what, were involved as well, weren't they? They were having the crack.
Giving it some. And we tried to get to a Mexico game because it weren't that far from us, the stadium. We thought, we'll have a see.
See if we can buy some tickets down there.
Yeah. And just to see what the ticket situation was. But they must have ironed out the creases after the first England game because there were no problems. Everybody was straight in, weren't they?
And last night at the England game, your tickets came on much quicker, didn't they?
And we had a bit of...
What are you thinking to the food over here?
It's all right.
Not in the ground. The ground is poor.
Ground's rubbish.
Yeah.
It's like a shitty burger,
isn't it? Tell you what, I'm missing. I'm missing English snap, like.
I think they do with Sunday roast.
What, the Turkish Central?
If you walk past the Double Tree. Walk past the Double Tree, and there's a thingy on the corner.
There's a roast?
Carvery.
Toby. No,
what did Jordan Pickford say about him?
Oh, fucking hell.
Because if you've seen the video, we've managed to wingle our way into the England training
camp.
Well,
we did and we didn't.
We were invited, weren't we?
So
we had passes.
Text somebody who plays for the England team saying, is there any chance we can come to this open training session as a media outlet? And he got back to us, Harry, and said, email this number who was there.
You're on the list.
But he listens to the podcast, doesn't he?
The media man.
Yeah.
Media man.
So. I don't know if he's media man or liaison officer. I think he was the player liaison officer.
So he's managed to work wonders for us to get us to this England club. So we didn't actually sneak in, did we?
No.
You can't sneak into them, can you? It's security and that. So we went and we just stood next to goal. I went as close as possible. In fact, I'm probably almost in nets. The goalkeeper coach used to be my goalkeeper coach at Cardiff. So, Mags, you all right? Yeah. Parky, what are you doing here? And then Jordan Pickford just went, fuck me, it's the under the cost, lads. So he's come over, Pope's come over, and Ramsdale's come over to say hello and all that. And
did he text Lonners?
A couple of hours later, he texts Lonners, Andy Lonner going to be players with Everton. And he put, fuck me, Parky's been to training session today. And then his next comment were, looks like a fucking Brit abroad.
Strutting around like a Brit abroad. You did it all. You're only shot at Union Jack shorts.
Fuck me, man.
There are all these media officials, Sky, BBC, Talk Sport.
All in
this
nice white linen shirts and ties and whatever.
Adidas t-shirt and bloody swimming shorts.
And they were raging, apparently. All the Sky Sport, all the big media outlets were raging because the players are fucked them off. Somebody came over and he's like, surely they could train close to where we are, because they set the warm up down the other end of the pitch, didn't they? So they were raging about that, and then we've obviously just strutted in, and Maguire and Trippier have come over, so they must be thinking, what the fuck's going on here? He's turned up with a pair of Vans
on socks.
Why are the players talking to these three dickheads and not us who are major TV outlets?
It was.
But I think we did miss the briefing. They must have had a briefing before it, because alt media stayed behind the goal and then they were allowed down the left-hand side. He bloody dug out. Getting a Lucas aid.
I did get from one of the England staff. So I'm behind the dugout trying to get some footage for the video and whatever. And he just said, can I help you? Says,
pass us that Lucas here, big one.
I says, it's not what I can do for you, can do for me. It's what I can do for you. Get me on that pitch. I said, have you got your pass? Says, yeah, I showed him it. He went, fucking podcast. I went, yeah. He went, all right, Sam, but you just can't be here. So I went back round. So you've got to try.
You got it, yeah.
We had to show our passes four times. They came to check our passes four times, just to double check that we really should be there.
Yeah. We definitely didn't look like we should be there.
So once we come out then, we went in the media centre, didn't we?
We basically looked like, you know when Gazza turned up at a wedding in his tracksuit?
Yeah.
He's just bouncing around and everybody's like, who's this dickhead?
So Shreevesy?
Yeah.
Seen Jeff Shreeves.
So he's going to come on.
Listener, yeah, he's coming on.
So we went in the media centre. There's a pool table, darts. We had a game of darts, pool. Made the most of the free drinks, didn't we?
Yeah.
We really did get rehydrated with the free drinks.
Refreshments were spot on.
I was sky high when we come out. I had about six coffees.
Well, people were like lined up with all the laptops and stuff, working hard, and they just get one of them, like a look over the laptop while we were playing pool, and then start typing again.
And then darts.
But no, it was a good experience, weren't it?
Yeah.
Good experience.
I don't think we'll be invited back.
No. No, I don't
think so. We're going to need to speak to about the USA. Because the keeper coach and the assistant manager are English. And they listen to the podcast. So we're going to try.
So get in with the Yanks.
An American
open training session. Oh, I will be.
Imagine that in the USA camp.
USA.
I will be a twat at that. I don't mind
Let's
getting thrown
go
out
Gators.
Of that one. Yeah. You know what I mean? So what else have we done, lads?
England game last night with the fans.
Yeah, really good.
Last one up, man.
Yeah, and you might have seen the video. We tried a bit of fancy dress.
Just him, innit? Him all over.
So when you come to Qatar, obviously there's all the rules in Qatar. And one of them is cross-dressing, I think, is a no-no.
Imagine just that on the list, no cross-dressing.
Not the little ball one.
No, but it's like we said, everybody's been really welcoming up to now. And, you know, you see a lot of the stuff back at home, the rainbow flags, rainbow. And we haven't really seen any of that. There were a couple of guys at the side of us at the match, and they had the wristbands on. No problem. So obviously certain aspects are highlighted. You know, the World Cup's all the... You've got to respect the culture over here, but at the same time, it's the World Cup. Everybody's culture's coming together. And we like a bit of dress-up, don't we? So we'll give it a whirl and see how it...
There's dressing up and there's dressing up. Although Matty did choose the outfit, so it's Matty's fault. Matty did get you arrested.
We went with Murray Poppy. I did shit myself going in, I'll be honest with you. When Big Tash come out, we went through. First, I was pissed off, first of all, because I got my umbrella confiscated. But, hey-ho.
Fair, innit?
Guided into the side room, four coppers come in for a pad down, and he had a right good fun.
Is this on the way in, or is this how
this is on
got...
the way in.
Right.
So we didn't get this on video, because we all got split up coming through the entrance area. And he gave me a right good... He had a good fumble. I were half aroused. he like up the legs, but then he give him a good
couple.
Oh yeah, he give him a shake. Pinch my bum up way out. But they just said, he said, fine, off you go. But then we were
100 yards in,
having a chat, and I could see a copper beelining for me. Have you got in like this? Back in the back room, it were a dusty old room as well. Chair, I had to sit there. I thought we were going to be interrogated. Like Howard Marks, I thought we were going to be interrogated and chucked in clink.
I thought you were gone.
I did as well. I genuinely thought you were gone.
They left me sweat as well. Ten minutes sat on a chair.
It's
in
like
a dusty room.
Have you ever seen that programme where the people try and smuggle things through customs?
Yeah.
And they
banged up abroad.
Sat in the room.
Yeah.
I can just imagine him like that. He's sat at table, what am I going to say? With his head in his hands.
But I said to him, you know, don't mean any disrespect. If you want me to take it off, I'll take it off. You know, this is what we do. We have a bit of a laugh and a dress up. But when Saddam Hussein came in with Big Tash...
Did you think that was...
Yeah.
You were Googling Mary Poppins, weren't you?
I was saying, mate. Honestly, we just do a bit of... I had pictures of Mary Poppins on my phone saying, look.
But weren't the Americans walking past you still trying to get photos with you?
Yeah. That saved me, I think. The Americans go, oh, beloved, brilliant. Oh, let's get some photos. So I think that helped. Yeah, I do think it helped.
It's probably the opposite of what they're making it out back home, but over here, they want the fans to enjoy it.
Yeah.
When the camera comes out, you know, like they don't want negativity spreading back over there.
Yeah.
So they'll kind of let stuff go, but as soon as they think, oh, this might...
Escalate.
Yeah, and I don't blame them, really,
no.
From what's been said.
Yeah.
I reckon 94% of Qataris are policemen or women. They're just everywhere, aren't they? Round about all the stadiums and the fan, like, they're just lines and lines of them. It's unbelievable. I'm tipping that they're not actually police. I reckon
they just get a tracksuit.
I think they just get an outfit and just stand there. And I think that, it probably...
Constriction.
That's what... That's what probably saves the trouble, just the police presence.
Yeah.
Do you know, just thinking, oh, fucking hell, the police. Like, I'm sure people are walking from the train station, tram station, to the ground needing a piss. But we ain't seen anybody having a piss at all, have we?
Oh.
I saw Mary Poppins have one on her. It's a Ford car.
I weren't going to shout about that, but yeah, it did have a piss between two cars.
For a long time on that bus.
It was.
So the video today went out at 3 o'clock back home, Matty. 3 minutes in, first comment. So whoever's wrote it,
has paused the video.
Not even watched the video. They can't have, can they? Time-wise, they can't have watched the video.
No, it's impossible. He's paused it. That fucking nose. And the nose emoji. Like, when would you ever think of doing that?
Who is it?
Billy.
Your tit.
Talking about the
double wanker.
We got some local, the taxi driver gave us some local advice, didn't he, for a nice meal.
Right, can you check us, please, to a nice restaurant?
Anyway, very enthusiastic, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, no bother. He took us to McDonald's.
Nice.
We went,
McDonald's? Mate, you say nice restaurant, nice.
We want a nice restaurant, he went, it is nice.
He was baffled, wasn't he, as to why we wouldn't want to go to McDonald's or Papa John's.
Which is fair enough, because McDonald's is nice. You know what I mean?
We couldn't grasp it, could he? What about talk to the taxi?
Oh, my God.
Had a dangerous journey home, didn't we, yesterday?
Well, yous did. So it was all right.
Feet up in front.
So we gets off the coach after the game, right? So then you could have got the tube to the tube station near us. And we thought, we'll just get the same message.
We're thirsty.
We're tired. We'll just get a taxi.
We'll get something to eat round here and then we'll get a taxi.
Yeah, so we went into this place and it was like some out of a film, weren't it? It was like, there were people here, but all the roads were dead.
Ghost
town. Not a car, not one car. So we're looking, like, we're Ubering.
They basically shut down that area, aren't they, for cars? So they were just, I reckon it must have been a 3-4 mile radius. All the roads were shut.
And so we're stuck in the middle of it.
We're like, can't pick you up there on Uber. So we had to walk about, 3 mile, would you say?
And it was half two in the morning, weren't it? Tired, and then dehydrated.
All of a sudden you could see headlights in the distance. So we thought, yes, we're in here. And they must have been waiting for people to walk out because the guy goes, taxi. But yeah. He went, there's five of us. He went, yeah, no problem. Five of you, no problem. Come in.
Looked at his
fucking
car.
Smart car it was.
Looked at his car, and it was just a normal car, weren't it? That seats four.
Yeah, but then he went, he basically had problem. Jesus Christ, Chrissy.
He basically had his boots on John's ass.
But it was a problem. I had a little rucksack with us. He went, you can't put the bag in there. Took the bag out and put it in the boot. But these four, Dave, you were laid across Parky and Chris.
Dave was sat on my knee.
I won't mind, but every other time we've got in a taxi, the taxi driver's gone, seatbelts, £1,000 fine if you don't put your seatbelt on. £1,000 fine. No, obviously no problem in having six people in the back of a car, though, is there?
He was more bothered about what music we wanted on than concentrating on where he was going. He was like, jukebox.
And they were asking lots of questions, weren't he, in his broken English, and we're all just tired, really tired.
I had an elbow in my back. I'm guessing. I'm too old for that.
We'll put the photo on her.
It's the kind of
we'll put the photo
it's
on.
It's the kind of stuff that's funny when you're 19 in Magaluf.
Yeah,
but not at 39, man.
We should have bumped him though. We should have just ran when we got out.
And there's
that
one
was
for the crack.
Thing. We all got out, and he wanted cash. Nobody had cash. Dave stayed in
Fuck's
car.
Fuck's sake, Dave! Where's the cash?
And then he just drove off with him.
So we gets out of the car.
I thought we were never going to see him again.
He gets out of the car. Oh, excuse me. And Dave's left in the car and he just drove off, and then we realised the situation and thought, Dave could be in bother. He's in with a random Qatari man.
His battery went.
His battery went on his phone, he's got the card. We might never see him again. And he's got work to do.
He came back though.
Yeah, he got back.
Are you farting that?
That's disgraceful.
Oh, God, sorry, lads.
That is disgraceful.
It's like some fucking kebabs. So we nearly lost Dave last night. We're all good.
Yeah.
The other fans are sound, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just chatting to everybody. Yeah. I mean, as soon as anybody says where they're from, though, just start reaming footballers off from them. Chatting to a South African, Matt Fish, Eric Tinkler.
Yeah. We don't know from any of the countries, do we?
No.
Portuguese fan, yeah. Ronaldo! Yeah, that's the one.
Just sat around the pool, fellow residents at the Doubletree.
Yeah, a few Mexicans.
Mexicans, Tunisians.
Josh Campos.
We got talking to some Australians and all the day, didn't we? I think they got a 14-hour flight, were it?
Yeah.
14 hours there. I wonder what's the furthest. Like to here, whose is the furthest flight?
Got to be them, hasn't it? Would you say?
So it depends which way around world you go, doesn't it?
Yeah, it depends which direction you set off.
A lot of Americans.
Yeah.
I think I've seen more Americans than anybody else. Best kit of the tournament, by the way. Mexico away.
Third kit. It's a nice one, isn't it?
Is that the one with the, like a creamy with the red on?
Yeah, it does look like my grandma's curtains, but I like it.
That's it's
got the swirls
You'd
on it.
Wear your grandma's curtains, that's why.
Seen some good fakes as well. Coming back from last night, and somebody had it was definitely from Turkey, and it was just Harry Kane on the back with a number 9. It was the best
printed
fake I'd seen. Yeah.
Tell you what I'm looking forward to, which I've never done before, going to an international not supporting any country. You know, seeing at what it's going to be like.
Costa Rica, yeah?
Japan,
Costa Rica.
Just
enjoy the game.
Yeah, just watch the game and see what it's all about, what their fans are like.
Yeah.
They're a handy firm, them Japanese.
Yeah. Oh, aye.
Oh, you won't fuck about them. Oh.
So at the minute, it was at Saudi, Poland.
Yeah.
Someone
just missed a sitter. Yeah, you don't mess around with the Japanese.
No. So we're going to that game today.
I'll tell you what we'll be doing. Taking our bin bags.
Yeah.
We'll clean up that stadium with the Japanese afterwards. You've not got a clue what I'm talking about, have you? I can see him looking at me. What the fuck? Why are we taking bin bags?
Can we talk about his phone thingy situation? We've all struggled with getting online, haven't we?
Data.
Every one of us has struggled.
I'm expecting a bloody $2,000 from his phone.
He's watching live BBC news updates and fucking.
He's watching horse racing. Dog races.
So I obviously know fuck all about phones and all that, right? All technical stuff. But somehow I've seemed to have had the internet all the time. And I don't know how it's happened. I don't know if...
Try to post video, try to get stuff organised, can't get on internet. He's sat it back in taxi watching Homes Under Hammer.
We were travelling back from somewhere, there was that camel thing, and he's watching the demise of Thingy Hancock. You know, just for about half an hour. I'm like on full blast.
I don't like current affairs. I don't like to keep up with current affairs and know what's happening in the world.
I'm paying £6 for 15 megabytes.
So somehow my phone is working.
I got one of them eSIMs when we flew from Dubai here, and it's been a godsend.
Yeah.
So that is a bit of advice if you're over here.
Monetary-wise, anybody who's... what have we paid for the hotel? $8,000?
$8,200.
For 10 nights, the five of us.
It was discounted. We got Johnny, your mate out here, sorted us some discount.
Flights?
So between five, a grand a piece. So just in terms of how much it's cost to come to the World Cup, you know, between five here for 10 nights.
It's £800 a night, isn't it?
Yeah. It's still expensive, isn't it? But I wonder if they have put all the prices up.
I'll tell you what they definitely have done, because we tried buying some tickets for another game, didn't we? And the price was much dearer for us than a Qatari resident. So they're actually all manning people with tickets a little bit with that.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a shit show. I mean, surely it gets to the day of the game. I mean, what tickets? They're different prices, but say it gets to the day of the game and there's, I don't know, 3,000 tickets not sold. Surely they'd just put it on their Groupon, wouldn't you? Do you know what I mean? Right, this made tickets, £50 a ticket.
Qatari Groupon.
I think if you're trying to get them on the day, you're averaging about £200 a ticket.
Excuse me.
But surely it's better to get the stadium full.
I know.
It's a big commitment, isn't it? They are going to be spending a fair quite a bit. It's a mammoth effort, isn't it?
Yeah.
From whichever country you've come from, with your hotel and your flights.
Food, drink and taxes.
Whoa. Lewandowski scored.
Food, drink and taxes have been part of it. Tenner a meal, would you say?
Yeah.
Pints, if you go at right places, £7.
We're paying a tenner a can at them fan park. They were biggish cans, weren't they? Or
they were just your 5.50, whatever it is. So a tenner a can is actually expensive. So I can imagine, if you're coming and you're having a really good kick, that's when obviously working. If you're having a good kick at ball, all day, every day, I can imagine you're doing 150 an hour, aren't you?
You can't have a bag for life full of ice, can you, around streets?
No.
Nah.
Well, We've got to say a massive thank you to Swifty Predictions, by the way.
Obviously. I like the surprise on his tone of his voice every time.
As if we've not just lined it up.
Massive thank. Well, they've helped us get here and sponsoring the All World Cup series. And if you've not got involved, the link's in the description. You get that £10 free bet, can't you? Deposit tenner. They'll put another tenner in there.
Match your stake. Match your deposit with.
I've enjoyed
bet.
It during game. Having a swipe through.
Having a swipe.
Harry Kane next goal. I mean, it's never come off like for me. But.
Have we actually had a winner yet in the trebles that we've...
No, I don't.
So we can only apologise.
We're shit, but the app's good.
Yeah, it is good. You run there and a good bet will come up. Like an interest bet where you're like, oh...
I'm gonna have £2 on that.
Yeah.
Sign up, you put a passport, driving licence photo in, a bill, utility bill.
And you're
take
away.
Take a screenshot. Send it all in.
And off you go. Like I said, link's in the description. All you've got to do is click on and off you pop.
But please, please, over 18s only, and please do gamble responsibly because it's just a little bit of fun and a little bit of interest.
What, if you were putting a bet on then, Wales?
4-0.
4-0? I said that, USA.
I would go England to win 2-0, under 2.5 goals.
Under?
Yeah. I think
1-0.
1-0 or 2-0, I think.
We're saying four.
Four. When the chips are down, Gareth gets them going, Chris.
Can you imagine being a Welsh fan now? So you're here, you've paid all that money, you've lost your first... No, they didn't lose the first two, did they?
Drew, didn't they?
So they've got 1 point after two games. I can imagine the light thinking, fuck me, just get me home.
The thing is, they can still qualify, though.
Oh, I know, yeah, but...
Have you seen some of the Welsh lads who have been saying it'd be great? I like it, to be fair. Like, Kiefer.
Oh,
could
we knock the English out?
Yeah, it'd be brilliant if we knock the English out. Yeah. Third play to him. I like it.
I did see one, though, and he was from London, and he was just going on and on about, but don't fear England, this and that.
Well, so, is it Sauber Thomas?
Yeah.
Is he a sub?
Yeah, he's a scaffolder. I reckon 2-0.
Comfortable.
Actually, no. 3-1. We need concede first, and then they'll start turning up.
Tell you what, though, you know how the stick he gets. Maguire headed everything last night.
Yeah, he was good, weren't he?
He was good.
Never lets
that's
England
one thing
down.
That has paid off.
Never lets England down.
Nah.
But I think the secret to England and how the games go when they're playing in them, if they get an early goal, they're fine.
Yeah.
But if it goes on to 25, 30, 40, half time, 0-0. That's when we seem to look a bit devoid of ideas.
Yeah. I just hope it's like you said, like the Euros, and we look back on that USA game and say, remember when we were downhearted after drawing 0-0 with USA.
I think exactly the most winning thing were, as we said earlier, they should probably have won the game.
Probably had chances better first. Kane should have scored, shouldn't he, last minute?
Without a header.
But
they hit the bar, didn't they? Mind you, if that had gone in, we'd have probably gone on 1-3-1.
That song got annoying, didn't it?
USA. Oh, they had one of a song. What was it?
We believe we'll win or something.
We believe that we will win. We believe that we will win.
See, it's piss poor, isn't it?
I like it.
It is piss poor.
I'm bringing that to the terraces. So, fans park for the Wales game. It'll be interesting because it'll be a mix. In the fans park, there'll be English and the Welsh. We had a chat with a few Welsh and we've had a bit of crap with them and...
Hopefully everybody just comes together like it has been.
I think it will.
Everybody's
that
here
was
for
class
a good
last
time,
night. Different nationalities.
Yeah.
Getting pissed together.
Everyone's just enjoying the show. Enjoying the show.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Singing. So, I tell you what I'm going to do tonight. Right, we'll have something to eat now and I'm going to get and watch Emmerdale.
Can we not have a film night?
I tell you what, not a bad shout.
Oh, yeah? It's funny you should mention it, John. Wanting to watch a film tonight because I've got my NordVPN on my phone. For those who don't know... If you're in a country like Qatar, as we are, and you want to watch a film, then you can just use your NordVPN and bounce your location.
And that's coming handy.
This conversation's coming handy as well for this ad.
Can we watch it on the laptop, though? Because it might be a little bit tight if all three of us are around a phone watching Pinocchio.
And obviously, you've got that military-style security as well. Make sure all your passwords, your bank details, everything locked up,
secure,
safe and sound.
We're talking 4 months free.
Four months free.
30-day money-back guarantee.
Yes. Just follow the link in the description and off you go.
Watch any programme from anywhere in the world.
Yeah, and even if you're back in the UK, the Mexicans were telling me the deal how cheap Netflix is over there in Mexico.
How much we're talking?
So you bench yourself to Mexico. You're talking pennies. Pence. I'm not even joking. Per month.
So thank you to VPM.
Right.
Snap. We need some snap.
I'm thinking kebab, me.
Yeah, kebab.
Turkish.
Hummus.
Do you think they'll have...
Now we're talking.
Garlic mayo and chilli sauce.
Somebody went to McDonald's last night and there was the pickup thing. So you get your number and there was a woman handed all the food out. Some fella came over and asked for garlic sauce. I don't know where he was from. And he was trying... It was as if he thought she couldn't understand him. He just kept going, garlic... Garlic sauce?
Bread.
It's McDonald's. We don't.
I'll tell you what is universal.
Garlic sauce.
I'll tell you what is universal. All multinationals in McDonald's last night, they would call it numbers out. She went 50, 57, 50, 59, 60, 63. She went 69, and everyone, whoa! The Costa Rican dancing on table waiting for his nuggets. Right, chaps.
How are the lads?
Right, let's get some lunch.
Yeah. Tea.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.